Welcome to What About Rob?
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I'd like to thank those pedophiles running around.
Yeah, there. Thank you, Harvey Weinstein, for everything you did for me.
it's crazy that like 10 years ago, like everybody's complaining, like, we're not all Jews. And then it's like, all right, fine, you're all pedophiles now. It's like, maybe we're Jews.
Yeah, okay, look. Yeah, that's true. Hollywood, they can't catch a break, Hollywood, can
no,
they? But this
can't.
Is Hollywood's biggest night because it's the What About Rob podcast.
It is.
Live at Grove 34. We've got a pretty cool setup here. Zach Amico was supposed to join us, but...
Yeah, hence the double wide couch.
I know. But he...
He's dead. He had a heart attack.
Nah.
He died.
He said he does owe me one, and let's hope that we can take advantage before he dies. Okay.
Nice.
He deserves that. Pew, pew. Don't mess with the real sniper, Zach, because I have you in my crosshairs.
And all, but we do hope you're well, Zach.
But we do hope you're well. We wish you well. I'm here with Joe Gorman.
What's up,
trusty
dude?
Trusty sidekick. And
hell yeah.
Came in a pinch. Beautiful. And Wolfgang Hunter also came in at the last second. This was
nice, dude.
This was a wild,
yeah.
Quite frankly, a heart attack podcast, but it all came together.
Quite frankly, we all got it together at the end. We
all came out at the end, yeah.
Really hit the half court shot on accident.
It was a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it is Hollywood's biggest night. Did you guys watch the Oscars?
I did not. I was too shy.
You were too shy to watch the Oscars?
I was like, I don't know. I can't take the intensity, dude, of the will they, won't they.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Dude, the women are so hot. I'll just say that.
Really?
I was horny for like two full days.
Who's the hottest woman at the Oscars?
I love Emma Stone. Gosling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter Schafer. She actually is pretty hot.
She went to, yeah, I saw her once when I was in Raleigh because she's from there. She was like going to school there, I think, when I was in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was in the news too for like being like, she was like trans even back then.
Gross.
Yeah. But like back when they hit the HB2 bill and she was on the news.
What's
just
that?
Being like
the Holly Berry
hot bitches,
bill?
Hot bitches too. Bitches too, starring Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Oppenheimer swept.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
Which was pretty
dude's
cool.
Dudes rock. We're
dudes
having
rock.
A dude's renaissance.
Finally, a good movie, you know?
Yeah.
We let the broads have their turn.
It's
boy
like,
time.
Yeah, it's even, like giving your little brother a controller. He's like, yeah, he does not know how to play the game. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Back.
No, sorry. Yeah. Fuck Nomadland. Nobody's... We didn't even watch it, I'll be honest with you. Nobody actually watched it. We gave it to it.
And we watched Barbie, but we only liked the Ken scenes.
It is so funny. Everyone was like...
He brought it.
It is the best part of the movie. Yeah the guy
like,
stole the show.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want a fucking movie about like a doll, fine, but it will show no matter what environment, dudes will always be the coolest, most compelling aspect.
There's
of
no such
story.
Thing as a small role when you're a guy.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Ken's a secondary character. It's like, oh really?
Oh really?
Oh really? Oscar winning
fucking
gonna, Ken.
Let's see who's gonna be talked about the most.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. Women can't do anything.
They tried
dude.
To nerf it with a female director and a female writer, and what do we got?
Nice try,
we got
bitch.
Ken. We got the Ken movie.
Talk about a fucking flower growing out of a pot of dirt, dude. all these things working against Ryan Gosling, but he used his fucking Y chromosome to fucking guide him.
Yeah, finally, a win for the fellas.
Yeah.
It was funny. People were like... "Everyone, why is everyone only talking about Ken, and why is he the only one nominated?" It's like... Well, because he was the best part. He's the thing everyone talked about.
Also, the white Ken, not the Asian Ken.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or Alan, dude.
Yeah.
They didn't... No way, dude. None of that beta shit. You got to be a fucking cool, handsome
Alan
white
man. Alan
had a
cool karate scene for whatever reason. That was kind of random.
Was that Michael Cera?
Michael Cera.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Incel Ken.
In it. Yeah,
he's funny.
I don't like Simu Liu, though. That guy likes his own farts.
Who's that?
The Asian guy.
Asian Akinada.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten.
How fucking fucked is Marvel now, dude? They've removed
Eternals 2 is gone.
They removed that. And they also removed Kang entirely.
Oh, Kang's gone?
Like they removed his like title from the new Avengers. Like,
oh
it was
no.
Originally going to be called the Kang.
He got canceled?
Now he's canceled, dude.
Oh my god, I hate cancel culture.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jonathan Majors. Yeah, wow. What an all-time bag fumble from Jonathan Majors, huh?
Yeah.
Cuz he's going to be like the next like big marquee star.
They were going to set him up to be like the whole franchise was going to be built around
him. I mean, I don't know. That's not like a new thing that happens to black guys, but usually it only happens when you're like a quarterback or like a really good like defensive end.
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen in the arts.
Although in the NFL they're like, we looked into it, it's fine.
Right.
Cuz that boy can run, you know? In Marvel, though, they get your ass out.
Marvel's
of there.
Got a lot of growing up to do.
They really do. Yeah, more like Jonathan Myers.
Dude, nice. I mean, the most embarrassing part of that all of that is the PR recoveries that his team really tried to salvage that for him.
Oh yeah, that was yeah.
Like when he like was wearing like the newsboy cap and he like broke up like the young street fight.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that was great.
This isn't what we should be doing, yeah. folks.
Yeah. Just, hey guys, let me tell you something, fellas. You know what the real fighting is? In your mind, you know? it was so hilariously staged. They, like, filmed a video, obviously his PR people, of him, like, breaking up a street fight of local...
Well, it turns out that was the footage of Michael Jackson breaking up the fight and Beat It.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just repurposed it with AI.
They fucking did a little creativity with the AI.
He had the time in his calendar to make a physical appearance. They didn't dub him in.
That's all, dude. Marvel movies suck now. There hasn't been a good Marvel movie in like almost a decade.
They got rid of Eternals too, and it's and I was like,
what are you talking about, dude? Spider-Man 3 was so Spider-Man 3 was good. Pretty freaking it was sick. Freaking had Toby and freaking
it Andrew. Had the Green Goblin. It had Dr. Octopus.
It had the Black Static Shock.
It had Jimmy Fox. Yeah, Static Shock. It had freaking that movie was just like. The kind of thing you write in middle school. It was. I liked it a lot, but it was definitely like, oh, and then the other Spider-Man I like showed up. Oh, and then Dr. Octopus is there too.
Yeah,
and
like,
then they fight each other.
And then they decide to be a good guy.
And then actually, Dr. Octopus is a nice guy now. 100%. Oh, but actually he was bad.
No, like they didn't even storyboard it. They just used action figures and were like smashing him together.
It was basically like, what if Smash Brothers was also Spider-Man? What if, it's all together.
And they open a portal, kind of like an Endgame. Did we bring back the portals? Yeah. Spider-Man Kung Fu.
That's all movies are. That's what Space Jam 2 was. That's all movies are just. All movies are just Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it's literally a South Park bit. Like, you know where they like had Michael Bay like in that episode for Imagination Land, and he was like,
oh yeah, he was like creating. All was, like,
we have a big explosion. It's like, it's like that. Everybody has Michael Bay brain.
Yeah. The nerds ran things, and now they're all just like, oh, and wouldn't it be cool if you know, Endgame just turned everything into a fucking 15-year-old's wet dream. That being said, you gotta love Batman versus Superman.
That is. But that is what, like, the last decade has been, is, like, even in stand-up, is, like, nerds pretending to be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it was, when I was in Austin, like, the dogs are down there, and that was fun to see, but there's also, like, a contingent of, like, cool guy comics, and it's here, too.
Yeah.
Who's a cool guy comic?
Chris D'Elia.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew Dice Schultz.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, Pauly
Shore. Who else is a cool
Andrew
guy
Schultz.
Comic?
Andrew Schultz.
Drew Carey.
Yeah, Drew Carey more.
Matt Reif.
Matt Reif is a cool
Joe
guy.
Joe Gorman. Yes. Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Who else is a cool guy?
I think that's it. I think we named them all.
Yeah. I think we named all the cool guys. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like just people that, like, I did like a spot on Kill Tony, and I'm actually kind of the coolest guy ever now.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you going to clip it?
Oh, I didn't. I'm saying.
No, he
like
means like there's comics on there that do.
Oh no, I did not get on. Why not? I wasted an evening sitting in a basically a GameStop regional managers meeting outside of a bar.
Did you try to get on?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, it was
that. Well, so what's it like? They just like you just
like.
Line it.
I don't know. I mean, like I had done the mic at the mothership the day before. It did really well.
Nice.
Got some like positive feedback, and you know, but I'm an out of towner, so I was like, oh, maybe you know they'll because they do rig the bucket for that thing.
Absolutely. Tell them you're my friend. I'm a regular there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
It's very cool.
Joe Gorman, my favorite comedian, everybody. He is so great. This next comedian is going to blow your mind.
But yeah, like
Joe Gorman, everybody.
I should have just gone and saw Dune 2. I ended up doing that later in the night.
But like, what? They don't let you like wait in the club, right? You have to like wait in the alley.
It's a fucking weird. Well, no, they moved it to the alley. They like jump around bars around 6th Street. It's usually at a bar called Shakespeare, but they were at one called Poor Choices or whatever. And they just file them all in. And there's this guy, like, Colton or Cole, whatever his name is. He's this, like, skinny kind of, like, guy that does all the PA stuff. And he, like, runs across the street. They pre-generate it, but he comes and gets you. And sometimes people aren't even there. They don't hear their names. So he just runs back and forth. And they'll, like, run and grab you. And then you have to run inside the mothership. But it's weird because, like, you're at a separate secondary location. You're running into the mothership. They're usually pretty thorough on security when you're going through the front door, but you could just bring in a gun and kill that guy.
Why didn't you?
Because they didn't call my name. I had one in my ass. It was like lodged between my fucking butt cheeks, and I was ready to be like, oh, my fun fact?
Yeah.
Now, were you the guy that wore a bunch of swastikas at the creek in the cave?
That was an Indian guy. Did you see that?
That was an Indian guy.
I saw.
That
was an Indian
guy. I talked to him.
I want to say Sikh and pray and white power.
We must secure a future for all white children.
You know, the thing, the swastika backwards is a peace symbol, but this ain't a backwards swastika, baby.
We took that bastard Buddha's sign and turned it a little bit, and now it is a sign of white excellence.
If I jiggle my belly, it looks like a Ferris wheel.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's just like a pinwheel, but for
did you see the guy?
I met him the last time I was there. He gave me like really, he was like really complimentary because I did the banana phone mic and went up his Cat Williams.
Nice.
Go-to trick.
He was like, you know what would make that a little bit better if you put swastikas all over your body?
Yeah. He did give me that note, and I was like,
that would be funny. Nazi Cat Williams. Like, yeah. The thing they don't tell you about the protocols of the elders of Zion. but yeah, so wait, what happened with that? So Rebecca like bans.
Six is a high number.
Yeah, Shannon. It's a high number.
Appreciate,
6 million.
Appreciate that.
So the Jews took all of our money.
So the candle lasted 8 days and
eight
nights.
Well, hold on,
a myth, Shannon.
You gotta put blood on your door, or your child's gonna die.
They're the least resilient race I've ever encountered, and they have to be expunged from Europe.
Come on, Kent. We all know that oil lasted for 8 days.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I have it in my writer that you cannot tell that lie on set. And that all the Jews have to wear. You see, Hasidic guys dress like that because it's in my writer. Hasidic guys can't be on set in July without a full wool coat and hat. If Cat Williams is there.
Anyway, so so this guy got banned from the Creek for like, he took off his shirt and there was like swastikas on.
Yeah, Gardini was showing me the pictures of it. It was pretty fucking cool.
Really?
No.
So wait, what was it? Like, why was it?
I have no idea what show it was or what the context was, but he was on the stage and he just took his shirt off and he had multiple ones. They were at the correct axis for it to be the peace symbol. So it wasn't like the tilt.
Interesting.
But they don't really play that kind of shit at the Creek, unfortunately. Yeah. After the milkshake tossings, when they had Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh yeah. You gotta like just throw them.
Yeah.
At Big J.
No. That man's moved out west. We have to leave him alone. We can't be another
like Praxis to throw a milkshake at the Legion of Skanks. One.
Come on. The poor boy has been through enough. He's had his balls nailed to a fucking piece of plywood.
Damn, dude.
People made up a rumor that he had sex with a retarded girl.
I don't think that's a rumor. I think that actually happened.
That's very Praxis of him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very communist to help out someone in need.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Well, I don't like that.
No, me neither.
I don't like the idea.
I'm not against that because I don't support.
Zing. Comedy.
What'd you say?
I said help out someone in special needs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry, I was doing a Norman thing.
Hey, Mark, you can't do that kind of thing.
Hey, you're the first since Mary.
Okay, wait. So the guy had swastikas, and then he got banned from the Creek. It takes a lot to get banned from the Creek.
Yeah, there's only two people I know of that have been banned. It's that guy for doing that, and then there was a guy that he was like a videographer around Austin, and he's like filmed good stuff for like Roast Battle, but he was filming like this guy named Colton Special that has like a podcast at the Creek. And apparently he just took the money and never gave or edited the special. What most likely happened is an SD card blew up, which I'm told happens a lot.
Yeah.
And he just took the money and spent it and didn't have anything and they didn't want to reshoot it. So he just owes the Creek thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Because he never returned on the special.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn.
Well,
owing the Creek money, that's tough. I've never heard of anyone owing them money.
You got to host a lot of open mics to get out of that.
I mean, people used to like fucking live there. Like, it's basically a halfway house. Or it used to be. The new one's actually very nice.
Do you think it's as welcoming as the New York one?
I think it's more welcoming, yeah.
Really?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. Because there was a lady who got, actually, maybe not, because I only know two people who got banned in the New York one, too. Fucking Conrad Roth.
Roth, because he would do too much time between comics.
Was that it, really?
And make people feel unsafe. Nice. I think he would just like insult, like, you know, there were like eight people there for the 9:30 mic.
Yeah.
And he's doing like 20 minutes between each person.
Oh, yeah. Just like
insulting
them.
And just like, oh, look how stupid you are. This idiot thinks he's going to go up.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure he's just like not doing it now.
That's fun. I mean, he liked me, so I liked him.
Yeah, he was a fucking awesome, funny guy.
And then Mike Guild got banned, but I forget why.
Isn't that how it goes? Like you go you come across a malicious sociopath, but they're like, hey, man, that was really good up there.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
No, he's all right.
Yeah, he's okay. A cool guy. He has some good bits because he likes me.
I feel the rumors are exaggerated.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like people don't give him a fair shake.
Yeah, you know what? If you get to know him, he's
sometimes he calls people geniuses.
Mm-hmm. He has a really good eye for talent.
Yeah.
But the lady used to get fucking naked on stage.
That's right. She'd get completely naked,
and
too.
She was still not banned.
And she would, like, talk about how, like, CPS stole her children.
I guess if she had swastikas on, then
there's
she'd
get
banned.
There's a lady with her tits out at one of the shows I was at for South.
Really? Yeah. Was she hot?
No, but she's, like, the long-term partner of, I forget the guy's name, but he's that guy that, like, has, like, always the loose tie and, like, kind of, like, the loose-fitting suit. He looks like he's sweating, and he is, like,
Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope. Yeah, that guy. Or yeah. Whatever. It does that. He has those like soundboard sounds that come in. Is that guy? He's like he's around. I forget what his name is, but it was like some weird avant-garde act, and it's all like Texans and like film producers that are there for South by, and like it's a woman like emerging from the crowd with her tits out and being like, "This guy raped me," or something like that.
What?
And then like, yeah, it was like some weird. It's like fake faux altercation, and they start like making out and groping each other like on
stage.
Damn,
dude,
it'd be funny if like the industry saw them and was like, "These guys, let's put them on the map."
I have a new idea for a Marvel movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Austin is truly the comedy mecca.
Take my cod. We really liked when you pretended to get raped by that guy.
Yeah, I will say they have the best hang I've encountered in a while.
Like the creep?
Hang there is like, if you're not like one of the weird Kill Tony tards or, you know, like just a dumb person, like if you're like friends with the people that are like actually sort of funny and are like, you can be around them and they don't feel uncomfortable around you, like it's a fun hang.
Oh no, I agree. When I was there for South by, not bragging, I just hung out at the creek the whole time. And it was a great hang. They have food trucks.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
There's just more space there.
Yeah.
And it feels like more of an institute, like a legit institute. Like the New York one was amazing, but it was like.
I got into Mitzi's, but it felt kind of like the Stand.
What's so Mitzi's?
It's like the service bar attached to the
show.
Named after Pauly Shore's dead mom.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. That racist lady.
That racist lady who stopped the comics from unionizing in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. What a great woman.
Yeah. And then, like, gave us Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
The ultimate Nepo baby.
Yeah. He was around.
How dare you? He succeeded on talent.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he? Oh, it must have been my mistake.
Have you seen Biodome?
I did not. I actually never have.
He's around that club a lot too, Paulie. Yeah, so him and Ron White kind of just pop out of corners.
What's up, tater salad? You want to come with the whistle?
Nice. Remember that Paulie Shore is Dead? That documentary he made?
It was like a mockumentary.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 11, I was like, ooh, an art film.
Yeah. I remember it's like, damn, dude, I wonder if he's actually going to like do it.
Eminem's in it.
Nice.
That was Paulie. He made that movie because it was like, this is the last year I can actually call people to be in a movie. This is the last possible year fucking Eminem will return my phone call.
Then he had like a resurgence.
Not really.
Oh. Well, good then.
Yeah,
dude.
Good.
Honestly, good, dude.
I liked like,
his dad toured with Elvis.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's
cool. Crazy.
What did he do for Elvis? Give him a children?
Yeah, like, yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, King, here's a fucking 14-year-old girl.
All right, go to the local middle school and see if there's any fresh pussy for Elvis.
Thank you, Mr. Shore.
You got it, Elvis. What's going on, Priscilla? I can help you with your homework if you want to meet the king.
Damn, dude.
Do you see that movie, Priscilla?
Teach me karate.
Do the monkey with me. Priscilla was funny because it felt like Sofia Coppola was like, this is actually kind of a hot relationship.
I bet, dude.
It was like kind of weirdly pro
Elvis
fucking a 13-year-old.
Who wouldn't be, dude? I mean,
14-year-old.
Like,
nice. 14-year-old.
Sorry, let me adjust my glasses.
A 14-year-old in the 50s South, that's basically 52.
Yeah, it was in Germany,
too.
Different.
So, you know, that's just, you know, maritime law, basically.
Yeah, it's international waters. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Jailhouse Rock was actually a song about getting arrested
the soundtrack,
for pedophilia.
I
right.
really like...
Jailhouse Juvenile Detention. Juvenile Detention Rock.
We're doing like a...
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 15-year-old, 16-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, I'm just a pill. Yeah. About to be swallowed by
Oh, yeah, I'm just a pill. Halfway House Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're caught in my mouth. You're in Oxycontin. When I did that,
quaalude for you.
I took a little quaalude for you, baby.
If you hold your eye, I want you can drive a Cadillac around.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what are some more Elvis songs?
Drunk driving.
We can just do Austin Butler thing. We can like.
You ain't nothing but a child.
What's that?
You ain't nothing but a child.
Sucking on my dick. You ain't nothing but a child. And but you're my girlfriend now. Yeah. So Elvis
had sex with a child.
I guess so. But that's cool.
That's all right. Yeah, having sex with a child eating.
They got married. What do you want? They had a kid. What do you want?
Hey, how are you doing? My name's Elvis Presley. I just moved to your neighborhood. I just have to come around and say that I'm a sex offender, and I just want to let you know it's on a technicality. Don't look it up, but it was for something like pissing around a playground or something. Definitely not being married to a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah. Elvis, all right, you're
what? The Muslims do it.
All right, Elvis, you can enter the school to see your play, but you under supervision. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. can I go during Ramadan?
Yeah.
I've converted to Islam to make this culturally acceptable.
Oh, you can't get me if I believe in Allah, baby. The rules are different under the Quran.
Take that girl with shaved eyebrows.
Take that, Brooklyn, the entire borough. When I did that, when I posted that Figs, when me and Figs did the Elvis thing, it was just like a goofy, we just did Suspicious Minds at the goddamn comedy jam. And a real Elvis impersonator was in the comments who was like bitter because we got like a bunch of views. And he was like, these guys are disgracing the name of Elvis.
Nice.
Because they're like, they can't even sing. They don't look like Elvis. And then I clicked his profile and he's clearly like a struggling Elvis impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this must be how like. That's his version of like when like TikTok celebrities get spots at the stand.
Yeah.
Like these guys aren't even fucking, they didn't put in the fucking hours as the Elvis impersonators.
Dude, I did
and it's
stitch.
Like, relax, I don't respect your art form.
Yeah, exactly. This is not a craft I find as valuable.
When people don't are gay worry, for this is just a fun too, thing. They, for really, me. Like, it also spoke they really fucking go after you, dude. Like I did a stitch the other day for, like there's the Austin Butler thing for Dune. And I did like an impression of him. I guess the tone was a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
Should have pitched it down a little bit, but the cadence was there,
yeah,
but just so many gay men like in my DMs and in the mentions just being like, you should kill yourself,
really, that's the Austin
he thought
vibe.
He did, yeah,
the Butler heads came for you,
dude. I didn't know he had fans. I thought everybody hated him.
No, I think he's like, there's like a few celebrities like that with just like a hive of gay guy, like an army of gay guys. That guy Barry Keoghan has one now, the guy from Saltburn.
Did you just see that movie?
I did, yeah.
What a weird fucking movie, dude.
It was just The Talented Mr. Ripley, but for like Zoomers who haven't seen any movies. Yeah, but it's for gay guys. Perverts. It's for gay guys. Or women who weirdly want to be gay. White women who really want to be a gay guy. That's what that movie is for.
Damn.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was like, all right.
It was a little like, it gave me very like, you know, aren't I edgy? Like, it was like very like middle schooler into Marilyn Manson. You know?
As soon as I knew the guy was bisexual, I'm like, this guy's the fucking villain of the show.
Was it supposed to be a twist that he was the villain?
There's never been like a fucking there's never been such a thing as a noble bisexual. Like, every bisexual in pop culture is doing it for like nefarious means.
Yeah.
Of like seducing both men and women.
That's true.
To some ulterior motive. There's never like, oh, I'm bisexual and I'm also like, you know. Mm-hmm. A good fucking parent. They're always like, I'm gonna fucking betray somebody and kill somebody, but first I'm gonna fuck a man.
The Ian Fidance murders coming soon to 60 Minutes.
I forgot that guy had sex with a man.
Yeah, I did.
Yikes. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to get this estate out in the countryside of England. All we gotta do is organize a nefarious scheme and start murdering people.
Hey, you don't want to meet my parents. They died years ago.
That was awesome, dude. Like,
I didn't mean to kill Jordan Jensen. She was my best friend. Let me just have a little one-on-one time with the gravesite.
Can you believe that Jordan just fell off the top of Compound Media?
It's crazy. Her career was going to new heights.
I guess I have to take all her spots.
Oh, now I'm just back to Benny.
I guess we have to get rid of with Jordan. I guess I'm the star now.
Ethan's asking a lot of questions. He might have to go too.
Hey, Ethan, why
it's
don't
just,
you?
It's the scene in the cafe where he's on his laptop, but it's just him watching Transport.
Yeah. Hey, Ethan, why don't you stand under this guillotine at Gas Digital? Just check it for me. Help me clean it.
I'm gonna pin the whole thing on a side bimbo.
The Talented Mr. Fidance.
Yeah.
Oh man,
damn, dude.
But yeah,
Little did he know.
Yeah, you must have related to the part of just making up your entire life and then getting caught in the middle of a lie.
Dude, but it's like, you just got to be like, I don't know what to tell you. It's like you could have just resolved all that. Like, it felt real at the time.
Joe posted that he got passed at the comedy mothership, and so many people were like, congratulations. And I was like, how are people still fucking falling for
this? People like that one. People really loved it when I was head writer of SNL.
Yeah, that was good.
In the 2020 season.
Yeah, but that was before people like were exposed to your nefarious. I saw like Loud Boys fans in your fucking mentions. Like, how would you ever believe that Joe got passed at the mothership?
Yeah, I saw a good one where people were like convinced Shane Gillis is starring in Quentin Tarantino's next movie.
Dude, that went around. Yeah. I saw it on like movie pages.
Yeah,
it was because of a blind item. I saw the blind item.
I think the blind item always, like, we assume, like, oh, it's, like, a legitimate thing, but you can say anything.
It's because his fans are just crazy, and you know what? And then, like, clickbait news, like, bad news sites are like, rumor, Shane Gillis, and they know it's
Hollywood
it
loves fan fiction, dude.
Yeah, they just are like, okay, this will go viral if we just put Shane Gillis's name in the headline with Quentin Tarantino. I read one of the articles, and it was like, it's a rumor, so I don't know if it's true, but maybe
it is.
You know anything
about that attaching Shane to posts?
What? Hey, at least I know him.
Yeah, you do know him.
and I put that in... All right. It was a little much Shane posting on my part. But first of all, the first one was apropos because it was about him getting fired from SNL. The second one was the picture I took. And the third one was because I saw him at the fucking Warriors game. That was cool.
That is sick.
They water stamped your image.
I was self-conscious. Like, I'm looking like the big... Shane himself must be like, this guy's such a fucking clout chaser. I can't believe it. I was like, no, but these are all appropriate things to post. I have so little. Just give me this.
Yeah,
you hung out with LaMare down there in Austin?
Yeah, LaMare and Sean.
How they doing?
Catching up with them. Dude, Sean's the happiest I've ever seen.
Really? Yeah, he was really angry and depressed out here.
Well, I mean, dude, it's comedy is just like better there if you're in because it's like it's like arbitrary and there's still gatekeepers, but at least it's like gatekeepers that like have taste. It might not be your taste or the correct taste, but it's like they have a perspective on things. It's not just blindly following like the metrics and numbers of like what ticket sales are and like who has X amount of followers. Like, it was weird. There's
Why
a lot of
people constantly just try to come in here.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's welcoming.
It's always
dude.
Like it's always Indian people with like their hands behind their back, just being like, oh, "What is going on in here?" It smells crazy in there.
Well, it is there. I love bright light. Oh my God!
It's always some.
It was just like a middle-aged lady.
Yeah, get out of here, bitch.
Yeah, it was like a Hillary Clinton-ass looking.
We should take the gun out again and start pointing it at people when they. Where is the gun?
Derek took it.
Derek confiscated.
He took it away like you're a kid. Like you can't play with
really?
This anymore.
The guy he took it away from the guy taking it on public transportation while there's a record amount of police officers searching bags on the trains. What a dumb decision on Derek's part.
I told Sam. Online boyfriend of the show.
Nice.
The story about you bringing it in during the stop show. And he's like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Oh, dude. I brought it in through the window in the green room. And Eldis was like checking his phone. And I was like, I look like a crazy coming up.
He had a gun. So he had the fucking gun in his hand.
I did the rational thing and went through the basement and snuck around through the back door. And then I just realized I still have a gun in my hand. And it's the middle of the set. And there's also a camera next to the door.
Nice.
The Hunter murders.
But yeah, Deshaun's getting up like 15 times a week and he's very happy.
Yeah, I'm the happiest I've ever been, can't you tell?
Yeah. Damn, you tell by how happy should we move to Austin?
No, I hate Austin.
Is it the move?
I think it's
I don't think they would like us.
Oh, no.
What's it like there now? Because when I was there, it was like hipstery and like Brooklyn-y.
There's a lot of homeless. They should really start killing them in a Machiavellian fascist way.
Nice, dude.
There was like a homeless guy in the creek when I was hanging out and he was trying to like convince me that like Number One Stop by Ludacris from like Red Light District came out last year. And he's like showing me the music.
No, Austin Powers is in the video.
I know. I was like, no, I was trying to explain that this was a man on crack that was like in the creek. He didn't have shoes on. His fingernails were like at least a year of growth.
I like that.
Nobody's kicking him out. There's like three big bouncers and they're just like, no, he's cool.
My autism sparked up. I was like, that is factually inaccurate. Yeah.
No, you would be correct. Yeah. A lot of autistic guys were like, oh, Red Light District. And then he like knew a later album that had came out after Red Light District by Ludacris. And he's like, yeah, and that came out in that. Year and he's still convinced that like no this came out last year because the timestamp said on there like it was a re-release anniversary.
And
it's just like all these autistic guys trying to reckon and reason with a man that is just gone.
Fact check.
They were hung up on that he was retarded, not that how he had a working cell phone with service and a battery.
Yeah, how did he get that?
He stole it from a guy.
Oh, okay, there you go. he stole it just to show you guys the ludicrous thing.
Yeah, and then there was later in the night, a comic was like, hey, has anybody seen a phone? I'm like, yeah, a homeless guy stole it. I know your exact phone, and I know the sticker you had on it, and a homeless guy is all the way down 6 with this.
Nice, I like that he didn't. He had to fact check you and show you the video before
on a stolen phone
before he took it and got rid of it.
Yeah, it's like handing you your wife's underwear and be like, "Hey, does this smell like pussy to you?"
Yeah. Hey, we can make a clean getaway. No, but first I gotta show these young men what for. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
They
gotta start.
How did he get in there?
You just walk in, dude.
I think like the security at like the Creek is always kind of just so lax naturally.
Yeah.
During most of the year, they had to like really actually do their job during South by Southwest.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's a lot of like, you know, it's festival thing, so it's badges passes, and if like you're getting in, you don't have a badge, like you have to get let in by somebody that's like, you know, established in the scene. So like that was the last night, and like there wasn't really any festival activity, so they were just chill. It was like a big all free for all hang. Mm. And they were just hanging out too. I was like, all right, this is my chance to actually like hang out, because they're all comics too.
Right. You know?
So they were just like, yeah, I'm just not doing my job tonight.
That's cool, man. That's fun. That sounds like a better hang than, I think Austin's probably just better for comedy now than it was.
Yeah, I mean,
when
I was there,
it was like nothing.
The way it
going
was
on.
Is how people described like New York like 10 years ago.
Mm. Oh my god, dude!
Wow.
Should we go?
I really don't like. I don't like driving.
You should do trips out there. I love driving and shooting guns and doing burnouts in Kroger parking lots.
Uh oh, dude.
Uh oh.
Sounds like we might have to fucking relocate, dude.
All right, guys.
Well, New York guys is dead, yeah. Dude. What we gotta do is build a compound. I'm now Dalton.
Yeah.
I've re-embraced my roots. We have to invest in Ethereum. Ethereum's gonna make a comeback. I know it's a pump and dump scheme, but it's gonna rebrand
soon. Sir Thomas Aquinas once said that the only way up south is going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to agree.
Thomas Locke once invented the idea of the social contract and said that once the social contract is broken, there's no incentive for man to abide by the rules of God and law. New York has broken the social contract by putting dumb hot bitches on the shows at the Stand. So, yeah. So we gotta relocate and migrate, make a pilgrimage to Comedy Mecca, which is Austin, Texas. Now, I know when I stormed the Legion of Skanks stage, it didn't work out so well, but I think if I do that at the mothership, the guys that are constantly shadow boxing and doing UFC moves outside the mothership running security will understand that I'm coming from a noble place.
We will do Kill Tony, but with a rose instead of a gun. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Simpler times, dude.
Yeah, I know. Simpler times. But yeah. Yeah, I just don't like Austin. I'm from California, and it feels very like trying to recreate California.
Well, there's a lot of transplants like from California. I was getting shit from some people when I was driving because my rental car had California plates.
Oh, yeah. They love doing that. Oh, California. Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, I'm from New York. Much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'm better than you.
Yeah, Austin has like a weird like superiority complex, but also like a girl pretending to flirt. Like he goes like, stop. They're like, you don't want to move here. I'll tell you. You know, it's just the food's great and everyone's and yeah, a lot of great jobs, but you don't want to move here.
No, I was getting that. They're like, yeah, you're having fun now because you're getting a visitor's treatment. It's like, no, I'm like friends with all the. I can jump the line if I move here.
Well, the thing is, it sucks. So they're always like trying to, but they also want to be like, oh. You wouldn't want to live here, you know, even though, you know, you're really smart and you'd fit in really great here. You know, they're just like, they want to keep the no Californians thing, but they're also like, but we also want to like, because they like imported all California. They're like, it's almost like Chinatown for California.
Yeah,
Austin.
I mean, the mothership.
There's like an In-N-Out there.
The mothership is just the comedy store. Like they built it and the layout's very similar to the store.
Exactly.
That's all you need, dude.
They're trying to make it it's very like LA. It's like LA.
Little mini
ocean.
LA, dude.
Yeah.
Well, let's
I need
go.
The ocean. I love the water.
You need the ocean?
I don't like being landlocked.
You're a nautical boy.
I really am.
I remember like when you, every time you, we'd fly back into New York, you're like, I just got to go to the pier.
Well, yeah.
Get my mind right. Just I need to breathe in that salt water air.
Well, Robbie, there's
I need to see the whales.
Yeah, I need to see the horizon.
There's a high number of redheads and pogs out in Austin.
So. All right, I'm booking my flight now. Hello?
So you just need to know,
my
to
travel
Austin,
agent,
please.
Dr. Faggot, one-way ticket to Austin.
Oh, Robbie, your second phone's ringing here.
I call myself.
Yeah. We're booking the trip.
Go to booking.com.
Yeah.
Booking.yes.
booking.yes. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, but they were all probably there for South By, right? That's like when a lot of people just come to town.
There's a lot of industry there for South By, yeah, for sure. But
it, when I was there, it was such a circle jerk in a way that I did not enjoy.
I liked it. People were nice to me, and even just the South People, By, though. Even the people that were like doing that thing where they're being nice and they're like, but they're actually secretly being mean, which is a thing I do to people too. Mm-hmm. I could handle that when it was happening because it's just like, I don't know if like, as long as I'm on shows and I can go up and be like, yeah, I'm better at this thing than you.
Right?
Nice.
Yeah,
I can say so, the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Joe, you do have that special talent.
I do say, I do say it quite a bit, yeah. Dude. There's like way too much footage of me, and I got to delete it, but I don't know how.
You're right.
And it's like out there.
You also
like,
don't know where.
And sometimes it's like not even like.
Are you saying no, the most powerful word in the English
I wish,
language?
Dude. I wish it was. And oh, God, N-O no. With the, with it's a, but instead of
six
O,
letter.
I-G-G-E-R.
Yeah. I-G-G-Y? Oh. Yikes, I-G-G-Y, E-G-Z-A. I'm trying to give you an out here, man.
That's how they say it in Oakland. Why? It's, yeah. That's actually how they say it in Oakland.
I love the, like, I have to delete. It's like, I can't figure out how to delete all this footage out there of me saying it. It's like, here's some more to add.
Here, yeah, but I'll add this to the to-do list.
But, like, at least, like, this way some it will show up in the algorithm. Yeah. And then I just work my way back.
Right, yeah. You're like.
It's like, okay, well, I definitely said it on What About Raw.
Joe, this is a foolproof strategy.
Now, what podcast did I do before What About Rob?
Yeah. You have the perfect doubt of, though, being like, anytime it comes out, being like, this is an AI deepfake.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Oh, I have thank Tourette's. God.
You know what? Let's get AI moving along. So if I ever get canceled, it was AI.
They already have. Like, it's already kind of easy to replicate, like, people fully clothed, like, saying whatever you need.
People thought that Pope image was real. That, like, bamboozled everybody.
Well, like, I mean, there was even, like, there was, like, even, like, footage of Barack Obama from, like, 10 years ago saying, uh-huh. like, AI is dangerous. AI is it's the biggest threat to America. And then it was like a Jordan Peele, like,
right?
Just be like, hey, but be real. It could happen. And now it's like even better,
right?
Where it does look more.
Yeah, dude,
more
Yang Gang.
It
looks Yang great. Gang tried to warn us about it.
Yeah, he did.
Can we all listen to me, please? Shut up, nerd. football's on.
Yeah. But the robots are taking over. Everybody, come on.
Is that what Yang sounds like?
Kind of, yeah. Have you heard him talk?
I forgot the sweet sounds weirdo. Of his
he
voice.
He sounds like an Asian Kermit, kind of.
Yeah, it's crazy how all those guys kind of sound like Kermit.
They all they're all like 50 degrees of Kermit. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peterson, Andrew Yang, Natalie from Gats Digital.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah. Kermit is the alpha and the omega of the intellectual dark web.
The shades of alpha.
Yeah, 50 shades of alpha. Yeah.
Hey, did you AI generate my drum set?
That's a good John C. Reilly.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's Kermit. You just modulated.
Yeah. Here's the yeah. Oh, come on, Howard Hughes. Let's make a plane.
I forget what he does in that movie, but he is in it. Alec Baldwin. Everyone's
the
in
the aviator.
Yeah.
Murderer Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
dude?
He's in it. He's like, I'm gonna point this gun at you, Howard Hughes.
I'm gonna shoot a woman.
I'm gonna shoot a woman. What do you think about that, Howard Hughes?
Come on, Howard. You gotta get out of sight and wipe your ass and shave your beard. You gotta stop sitting inside. PlayStation 5's not coming out for another 100 years.
I'm enjoying peeing in jars in my own shit. That's what Leo sounds like. He gets whispery.
You gotta take care of yourself so you can live to Helldivers too.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can't pee in these jars?
He always gets like whispery like that. When in his doing fucking, who else in the? I'm gonna Google who else in the aviator. I think this is rich for
Damn, who else was it?
Martin Scorsese
did direct.
Well, here we go. Here we go again, Leo. Alec, you shot another woman on set. That's not good. That's not good for us. I knew there was someone else. Oh, Kate Beckinsale. That's she was right. So hot.
She was in that.
Jesus. Remember how hot she was?
Remember when she was in Underworld? Dude, that was her peak hotness.
Remember Gwen when Stefani she dates younger it? Men that do comedy?
Yeah. Mm.
Do you think she still does that?
I would love that.
It's possible, dude.
That would really... I love her. I love women that look like vampires.
Yeah, I'd say get lost, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the craft, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you go flick your bean to my YouTube special?
Flick your bean to my N-word compilation on YouTube.
And she's like, okay, this is just like 5-minute open mic sets that you've edited together to make a half-hour special.
Amazing.
And I'm like, yeah, enjoy it, bitch.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm sure she'd really appreciate
dude,
that.
I bet she would. She would like a man that actually treats her like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, some fucking prize to be had.
Right. That's so true.
Maybe.
Like, here you go, bitch.
That's what women want, is just to be
called. I don't
know,
but I think maybe she wants a prize, you know? I don't know. Mm. She definitely wants a young buck.
She does, yeah.
We're all old heads now. I'm now with you guys. I tore my hamstring, so I'm
congrats, oh, yeah. What happened? You played pickup and tore your hamstring?
I went pickup. put up like got to put up one shot. It like didn't
this
go.
Was in Texas.
It was in Texas.
You, you pulled a Tom Segura. You just immediately injured yourself.
Pretty much. Like I got 2 assists and like no points, and then like 5 turnovers, and then I was like, we were down
the white
by like
guy special,
and we were down by like 9. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start locking down. I'm going to do the thing people that are bad at basketball do. And it's like play inexplicably good defense.
Yeah.
So I was trying to strip
defense
the ball.
Is all effort. Yeah.
And I went for a loose ball and like I just jumped for it. And I dove and I dinged it off of a guy. But then like I just like got to stand up and I was like, I can't stand on my leg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I just like got the ability to like walk sort of normal again.
Oh, shit. Dude.
0 points in an injury. That's a that
and
is
pick up
brutal.
Basketball.
Oh my
that's
god!
That's like another scary thing about Austin is like they make you like work out and shit.
And now
there.
I have to be a sit. Now I have to be a comic like that sits on the stool.
You have to like pull a big stone with Joe Rogan just to move there.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't want to fucking do gym class. I don't want to do like fucking burpees and shit before I go on stage.
That's the thing.
Well,
is
you
that
know
like,
why? Because Austin's just full of people from parts of Texas with completely fat families, and they go there to be like, I'm going to be a skinny liberal. And so they're all in good shape, you know?
No, but, like, the door guys at the mothership, like, I wasn't kidding when I was doing that joke. Like, I was watching them when I was waiting for the open mic, which, by the way, is, like, their open mic is so good.
I'm sure.
It's like doing, like, just a show at the Cellar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But you just do 3 minutes.
Open mics everywhere but New York and L.A. can be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, they can also be pretty bad, too.
I mean, they pack it out. Like, these people pay, like, $80 to watch, like, an open mic.
Really?
So they're well, like, if you're just a little bit good, they'll treat
we
you.
We
got to
open
good.
Up our
or, like,
own
the punchline is
kind
of like, the Sunday punchline is a little bit, it's like an open mic, kind of.
For me, it was a gym.
Yeah, I call it, yeah.
Yep. But those guys were just, like, literally just fighting each other outside the front of, like, while they were waiting to open up the show.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The door guys were all, like, shadowboxing each other and, like, doing grappling stuff.
You're telling me the people who moved to Austin for Joe Rogan were shadowboxing?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe
no,
that.
No, it's just, like, this thing I've never been able to accept in my life of that, like, man, you know, the people that, like, can do the most damage and, like, really kill you are just, like, the biggest fucking homos in the world.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah.
they can't, they'll never be G-checked on, like, how lame it is to do that kind of stuff in
right.
public.
Yeah.
And you can't. I mean, like, if I said that to them, they would fucking kill me.
Yeah, tard rage, dude. Yeah. They would spurg out.
Yeah,
they're so retarded, they get strong, so that's their ultimate argument.
We've talked about this before. It's like, is that what comedy is? Like, I just have to fight people now?
I know, right? Oh,
I'm
man.
So bad at that.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to be in the Carnival of Combat next year, though, you
guys. I
guess
so, yeah.
In Daytona Beach, Florida.
Is that where it's happening?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to do another one.
Maybe. The liability.
I mean, all the festivals are going under.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a lot of liability there.
If JFL's going under, I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be back.
You think so? Were people talking about that at South By? Was the industry spooked? Did you have a badge? Did you get to like go to and see anything? Or were you just mostly
no, but it was funny. Lemaire took Cam Patterson's badge.
I know, that's
going
so funny.
That. He's just going in, and everybody's like, oh, come on, hey, Cam, come on in. It's just like very two different looking black guys.
I know, but it's like they're not going to be
just
white.
One's like a blurted, one's like DaBaby. But I mean, I don't know. It was a fun time. I had a good time. I was definitely like, I had to like peel off sometimes, like definitely when like the Mitzi's thing. I don't want to feel, I hate feeling like a hanger on.
I know, yeah.
And I would just like, I mean, they're like, so, like I've known Lemaire since like before Shane, not third grade, but he was like in his mid 20s. He used to like come to Raleigh to do shows and like sleep on my couch.
Nice. Then what happened?
I fucked him on my couch.
Did you really?
The friendship was changed forever.
Mm-hmm. I bet, dude, because he fell in love.
Is he a gentle lover?
I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it tough to be a bottom and a rough lover? You're a power bottom.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, you know, I'm so strong, I'll make you fuck me.
Nice.
It's true.
Pulling the penis into your asshole like a black hole.
Yeah, I have a tractor beam.
Nice.
I have a Michelle tractor
beam. You got it locked in.
Mm-hmm. I'm constantly locked in. I've locked in.
Is
syndrome.
That from pickup too? Jesus.
Oh yeah, that's from diving for the ball.
Damn,
oh
dude, God, you really give 110%.
Damn.
When
dude.
You're a white boy on the court, it is all about hustle. The
yeah,
same in comedy.
That is so
it's
true.
It's just like you gotta hustle.
And
dude.
High IQ playmaking.
I was very intelligent out there.
Yeah, you were smart out there. That's
I was very intelligent.
Nice. High IQ, charismatic, you know.
Setting picks,
first,
taking advantage of the mismatches.
First in the locker room, last to leave.
There's one guy, though, that was like the one guy that was like tall. It was a white guy that was just 6'8".
Uh-oh.
And he was just coming in the paint, dunking the ball.
It's oh, so man. A tall white guy.
It was so bad.
Was he Eastern European?
Nah, he's like Spanish, I think. His name was like Pedro.
He's Europeans. They come in, they're like, I am 7 foot. Get out of here, black people. I will be dunking.
Be prepared for the worst shot form you've ever seen.
It's just get prepared. Switches. I will shoot the ball like the end of a ballet.
I have to do a Cirque du Soleil performance before the ball goes into the net.
Somehow, even when I ball out, it looks kind of gay. I made one of the most masculine activities look like something your mother would like.
What an intelligent play. He's capitalizing on the homophobia of all the black players by dribbling the ball with his ass.
He's shaking his
ass. He's gripped the ball with his ass, and he is doing a 360 dunk with his ass, folks. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, I have not seen a play this intelligent, this high IQ in all of NBA history.
Beep. Oh, that's a technical foul. He grabbed one of the other guy's lower back.
The ref's calling pause. There's a pause on the play. We're going to have to review that.
All right, we're going to review that. After further review, we determined that is gay, Your Honor. That is sus.
Adam Silver just comes out like, the NBA is not a homophobic league.
Do you think it's better to live in New York and visit Austin, or would you rather move to Austin and visit New York?
Listen, the wife is here.
Yeah,
we're staying here. Second wife is here.
Mm-hmm.
Second wife. Damn. Second bottom. The only bottom.
First top,
me.
Actually.
Mm-mm. No, dude.
First top.
No, I'm
second
dude.
Bottom.
No. Unfortunately, that's big cap, as the guys that played basketball say.
Nice.
No, I would visit. Living there, moving in general is just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I am also scared of, like, if I, like, live there with just the people that help me out when I'm there, like, they can't possibly be, like, willing to do that every
week.
You got to start finding your own way.
That always happens. When you're in town, people put you up and help you out. And then you move there, and it's like, here's another guy there.
But maybe with a little seed money, we could start another Grove 34 in Austin. Because there's a big lacking of alt comedy there.
Really?
Really?
I mean, Casey Rocket is maybe the only guy I've seen doing alt. And that's the thing, is that Egot books, he used to book the store, I guess, but now he books Mothership. And, like, he'll watch you do, like, you can do really good, like, edgy, like, Gillis, Mullen type comedy, and he's fine. Like, he's, like, I'm sure he enjoys it, but, like, the thing I keep hearing is that, like, he really is kind of burnt out on having to watch that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can come with something that's, like, just a little different.
Yeah.
What is different?
That's the question. I don't know. I'm kind of like a fucking road hack, so I really don't know.
What's up with this? What's up with that?
Yeah. Wait, what is like a Joe Pera kind of thing? Like something a little nerdier?
Yeah, if you just talk like Michael Shannon up there and you're like, well, I was at the grocery store getting eggs today.
And
I saw a non-binary person.
I love the grocery store.
Yeah.
Don't you? I want to shop for some melons.
I guess that's just Sean Gardini. He's doing a good job there.
Nice, dude. Well, he's making it, dude.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Maybe,
and we're all going to make it, right?
Maybe
guys?
I'm going to move to Chicago and start a new life there.
Oh, yeah?
At the real Second City.
And when I went to Chicago,
I think it's time.
Nick moved to Chicago. He's actually having a great time.
Really?
Mr. Oldershaw.
Mr. Oldershaw. What's that?
I'm going to hit him up, dude.
Yeah, you should.
That's another good city to visit. I mean, Midwest crowds are goated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I judged Roast Battle at the Lincoln Lodge, our old stomping grounds.
You almost said Rink and Raj.
Rink and Raj.
Rink and Raj.
Oh, Rink and Raj.
I rubbed a Rink and Raj.
I rubbed a Rink and Raj.
That place rules.
Abraham Rinkin, please let me. I don't want to work on the railroad no more. No, we can only free one race at a time, Chinese people. We're working on blacks right now. Soon, 4 score and 7 years. In about 4 score and 7 more years, you can stop working on the railroad.
Remind me of 4 score and 7
Okay,
years.
Mr. Rinkin. I go to the Raj.
An important thing to remember, guys, is that this episode is 100% AI generated. So anything that you see,
absolutely,
Pete is not liable towards us.
Well, Joe is a quarter Japanese, so I'm allowed to do that accent.
Yeah, it's totally okay. It's
maybe with a little seed money, we can open another Grove 34.
Yeah.
Texas.
Seeds will
and
make
by
it.
We, I mean the people that own it. We have no ownership in the
Yeah, yeah. I love how Wolfgang, you inserted yourself into the investors of the club.
I'm the equivalent of a homeless guy that just kind of pops in out of the basement and be like, stop on stage right now.
Yeah. You steal Joe's phone, like, look how great Austin is, everybody.
Grove 34 Southwest.
Yo, there we go.
Nice.
What about Bohemian Grove 34?
There we go.
And we all become pedophiles.
And then we finally make it. We somehow finally get like the best connections in New York
City.
It
finally happens, dude.
We should open it up at Epstein's townhouse. Bohemian Grove 34.
Yeah, we sacrificed Derek to the demon gods, and now our careers are so fruitful and bountiful. We just had to do a blood sacrifice.
He definitely seems the most full of adrenochrome of nice. Everybody involved.
Yeah, that's what we do. We just get a quinceañera to like capture a virgin. So we just like we have them book a quinceañera here, and we just steal her. And we sell it at Grove 30 or Bohemian Grove.
Bohemian Grove 34.
Bohemian Grove 34.
Oh man, that sounds great, you guys. I'm really excited about this new venture that we're doing here.
It's finally, dude, our ticket out of this.
There hasn't been a good pedophile ring in a while, you know?
It's been a while since Pizzagate.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been too long.
Yeah.
We should open up a comedy club at Comet Ping Pong.
Because I had a pretty fucking good week, caught a lot of dubs. I need like a demonic sacrifice so the L's don't come back.
You gotta keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Gotta keep the ball rolling.
That's great, man. Yeah, you seem a lot happier.
Dude, I mean, I just like getting... everybody needs to get out of the city once in a while.
I agree,
dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this place makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing a few shows in Boston, which I'm looking forward to. Yeah, it's like there's just so much hustle here.
Getting out of New York.
And frankly, bustle.
Some bustle, yeah.
I feel like it's getting out of New York is good, and it also helps you appreciate coming back to New York.
I agree. When last time I was in San Francisco, I was like considering moving back home. So I lived in the city for like a week. I just like, you know, it kind of, as great as it was, it kind of was like, I like New York more. Yeah, you remember things you like about the city.
I don't know. I'll fully move eventually one day, but I don't know. Just a place where I can get a house and like have a gun. And
where can
Austin,
you do
Texas.
You're moving to Austin then, dude.
Congratulations. Wolfgang's moving to Austin. You're here
first,
everybody.
No, I don't know. Just like at some point when I'm like, I plan on having like kids at some point.
Why?
Because I want to.
Instead of comedy?
No, I feel like I want to get at a place where I can like have a stable comedy career and then like start thinking about those things. And that's the thing is that like I haven't found stability yet. So that's why I'm still like, you know, I'm still seeing like what we do with this, like what I can do with like some of the clubs here, you know?
Right.
Do you think you could move to New Jersey? That would give you like the ability to have a house?
Honestly, I would move to Philly to have a house so I can get to New York quicker. Not as quick as New Jersey, but like, I wouldn't say the scene's necessarily better there, but, like, the crowds are really good. Like, if you do, like, Next in Line or, like...
Yeah.
I have old connections at Helium. Probably I could, like, maybe find my way back into, like, working, like, some shows there.
Damn.
I don't know. Just something like that. I don't know. I get scared when you ask earnest questions.
Why?
Because there's something hollow behind it. There's something that's like, I don't think you actually care about the answer.
What are you talking about? You think this is like a 5-year, 10-year timeline?
I'm stopping this line of questioning.
Scary, huh? Stop.
No, it's not scary.
I am worried
at
if
all.
You get in at Helium, it might inflate your ego.
Oh.
Yeah, how many...
Well, I hear there's a helium shortage around the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's one in Philly. There's one in Oregon.
Yeah, but the mine where we get it from, we mine it from Africa. We mine all the clubs from there.
Oh, really?
Then we transplant them into America.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, there is like a finite amount of helium.
Is that true?
I've heard it from a meme.
Really?
I did, yeah.
Damn, I never thought about where helium came. What the fuck is helium?
I do think it is mined, and I think there's a finite amount.
Really?
And I think we're running out of it.
Fuck.
Yeah. And it's the thing is like people keep using it for like hot air balloons and
gender
reveals.
Yeah, for the dumbest shit. What the hell?
It's like, you know what it also is used for? To help make MRI machines run.
Really?
Yeah, it's used as a coolant because
but we'll find
like,
a way to fucking
damn dude, the Cleveland balloon fiasco is just even worse than ever now. Do you know about that? The city of Cleveland is like, fuck, no one gives a fuck about Cleveland, so they were like, here's what we'll do, we'll unleash like a 2,000 balloons all over the city. And it completely went, they all went into like the river, and then like people died.
Yeah, I'm sure like ducks got into it fucked up the environment.
It literally like killed people.
Yeah,
so it's like, it's called like the Cleveland balloon fiasco.
That's awesome. That is fun.
Which
Cleveland
I hate
has a they also they had the that time where their river lit on fire because there's so much petroleum in it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, place really is just a fucking dump.
Oh, I was reading this great Reddit thread of like, what are the most overrated places to visit in the country? Or in like most overrated destinations. Niagara Falls is all the way up there.
Right. Gaza Strip.
Cairo. Apparently everyone gets like raped in Cairo or groped. Like everybody.
Nice, dude. They just said a mummy did it. I was like, I got raped. I got fucking. It's like, you shouldn't have fucking disturbed the sarcophagus.
Grope like an Egyptian. Yeah, apparently there's like trash all over the pyramids. Like they don't give a fuck about
that's
them.
That's so fucking funny.
Like there's a Pizza Hut right next to the pyramids. Like apparently the pyramids are awesome.
There's
but
a lot
like,
of scam artists too that'll like try to take your picture and then they'll like charge you like a bunch of money for it.
Yeah, people said I was just there. People trying to scam them left and right. Like,
Dude, it's Egypt.
Yeah, it sounds like a shithole. Not you know, not because it's in Egypt, but because
not,
like
not
they
just
don't.
I mean, what is
not
this,
just
what
because
is
of all
the Sahara?
Brown people.
Yeah, I know. Look, as a guy from Afghanistan, don't.
I mean, a desert is just one big litter box.
I'm scared of that shit. Like,
yeah,
those like mummies and shit, dude.
I know.
Damn, dude. It, like, it,
ruined Brendan Fraser's face.
You get separated from your fucking group in the in the pyramid.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
Oh, wow. That is probably a scary place to be without your tour guide.
Yeah, dude. You don't have any reception.
Oh.
All of a sudden, you're like, hey, is that Robbie? Is that you? And all of a sudden,
things crumble from the ceiling.
Robbie!
School, we got to get out of Cairo. Scooby and Shaggy go to the third world.
There's a mummy doing Adam Sandler impressions.
Shabba-hoo. And the other one was Butt Montana.
Of course, dude.
Apparently, like, what, their biggest tourist attractions, they're like, we have a lake of acid. It killed a bunch of geese back in the day.
Butt Montana. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they were like, I expected nothing, and I was still disappointed when I went there.
You go there for a fucking
Montana
like,
has a
poster.
Lot of like gay coded cowboy names for cities. By that, I can only think of one other example.
What's the other one?
Jackson Hole.
Oh yeah.
Don't forget a gaping asshole ridge.
Oh yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah, and then there's that one place that has
and Groomfield.
There's
or,
that one
Groom
place
Montana?
That has the N word in the name of it.
Yeah.
If you want to say it for
the N word.
N-word falls?
N-word falls.
Somebody on the... I don't know if... Derek's not here to like remember this.
What's
but,
that? Oh, right, 55? All right, yeah, let's wrap...
let's wrap it up.
No, you go. We have 5 minutes.
Okay. The one thing is that I just remember like back when like Cumtown was doing like the tour of Australia, a fan made like a route that they should take, and they just found like 12 different... Like, I still have the photo saved. I'll show it to you guys like after. But just... So many towns and places in Australia just have literally the N-word in the name. And it's like a slur. Like, hard R.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Like,
it's different out there.
That's not a slur.
It's not a slur if you can't pronounce your R's.
Yeah, if you can't pronounce your R's, it's nar. Just nar.
Nar.
See, I was talking to that black guy. I was being... look at that gnar over there.
Yeah, if you can't enunciate your R's, you know, it's not really a slur, is it?
Anyway, I'm going to swim with that jellyfish. Or whatever. What
stingray. That was tight. How delicious is his daughter getting now, little Brandy Irwin?
Ooh, is she?
Oh yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Nice, dude. I got a little fucking python you can handle, sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Oh. Now that your dad's not here to protect you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was the one guy in your way.
Yeah, the one guy fucking
for all those years.
I read something that
now I just have to sit back and wait for her to turn 18.
I think she dates Tony Hawk's son.
That's Francis Bean Cobain.
Yeah, the other tragic. Yeah,
Kirk Cobain.
I would like to flick.
Yeah, I just wanted to test how pedophile adjacent you guys are. How much you know about underage girls?
I know a lot.
Yeah, Mod Apatow.
I still have awesome. Like those little countdowns for when like child stars turn 18.
Yeah, which they did for Mary Kay Nash.
They had it for Mary Kay Nash. They had it for Hillary Duff, and they had it for Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, the early aughts was truly the most dudes rock.
Like the peak, you could be horny on the internet and you couldn't get it traced back to your actual name.
Yeah.
That was like, I'm fucking, you know, Dark Phantom 77.
Yeah.
And I know exactly when Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen can be legally fucked.
I was thinking about how crazy it is that Girls Gone Wild existed.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like a guy took like a camcorder and was like, hey, we're Girls Gone Wild. And they're like, all right. And they just showed tits.
And then they would just
like
sell
on the
it.
Street.
Remember, that was like when Comedy Central would flip when it got late.
Oh, when you heard like, those steel drums.
Yeah.
You've lived in a college town, though. You went to Emerson. You know, like a college girl's on like a drunk like strip where all the bars are. They really are just like whipping their tits.
They
out.
Love it, dude.
They like my girlfriend
so
used to do that all the
bodies.
Time. She has so many like photos in her camera of when she took her tits out in like public places in college.
I feel like I don't see it that much. I've only seen it in New Orleans really for the beads.
I've seen it like definitely New Orleans is the capital for that. That's like if you're trying to see it full.
Well,
show,
I got a great idea. What if we promise them some beads and then we'll show our tits?
We're gonna give them a little luck on some beads now.
How about some red
see
bean?
See if they take down that, that top off.
Let me tell you out right now. We'll see some titties. We'll just give them some fucking beans. Red beans and rice.
Yes, sir, on Bourbon Street.
Station.
They're going to take out the tit now. Put them in my mouth. Let me
Doug
suck
Stanhope on. Used to do the Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since Katrina.
Show
goes.
Us where the babies feed.
Yeah.
And then like they fucking show their titties.
See, what a great time. You could scream that and look like Doug Stanhope. But they're like, I guess I'll show my tits because there's a camera here.
Peak comedy was when Doug Stanhope had Girls Gone Wild. and when Dave Attell hosted the video.
Insomniac. Oh, or Dave's old porn.
Well, that too, but yeah.
Those, yeah, guys were like militantly horny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because like internet porn just wasn't at the level it is now, where it was like... You could get like a little clip or a picture, but
yeah, you have to do on LimeWire.
Well, now the same stuff happens; it just goes down in the DMs, and it's been outsourced to India.
Yeah, but I think that era is coming back because of
DMs.
It goes down. That's all coming back with Sydney Sweeney's boobs. She's bringing that era back, and we'll have more to say about that.
Great! I can't wait for another era of women with tits and no ass. Can't wait.
I actually can't wait. That's gonna be sick. Boobs are making a big comeback.
It's conservative America taking over.
Yeah, wokeness is over, everybody. Do you guys have anything to plug?
My asshole.
Yeah, butt plug.
Check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Joe W. Gorman, and my podcast I do with Matt Maron, The Buff Boys, available wherever podcasts are distributed.
We talk about Wesley.
We talk about all kinds of Wesley and all kinds of fun stuff.
We talk about a lot of different subjects.
Yeah. Do you know I used to be a pro wrestler?
Do you know I used to be a fucking wrestler? Check out Buff Boys if you want to get this impression.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not.
It's okay. Wow, you guys
you know, that's okay.
I really want to check out his podcast now. Widowie sounds like the best freaking thing in the world.
Sounds like it's like hosted by Tooley.
Sounds like it's really right on my alley.
All right. Anyway, I got to go post a video of me doing crunches. All right. Thanks, everybody. Love you, Matt.